Han visste det ikke ennå, men noen av de beste barndomsminnene han skulle ta med seg videre i livet, var dagene hjemme syk fra skolen med bestefar som barnevakt. Ikke det at det var så innmari gøy å være syk, men han fikk bestille McNuggets til lunsj og se på TV i sofaen mens bestefar leste papiravisa ved siden av. Og det er nettopp sånne dager som betyr mer enn det virker som der og da. For sånn er livet, og McDonald's er bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Lytterne stemte frem Trailer Park Boys som ukas årgangsintervju. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv, og i 2015 var Jernverket eneste medie som fikk møte Ricky Bubbles og Julian i Norge. Men du, før intervjuet er noe jeg må si. For det ikke gratis å lage Jernverket, så om du vil støtte produksjonen av programmet, er det helt genialt om du vil donere et par slanter. Det går an å trekke et fast beløp hver måned via patreon.com/jernverket, eller gi en enkeltsum via VIPS nummer 567438. Informasjon og lenkene står i episodebeskrivelser, og beløpet er selvsagt valgfritt. Bidraget går rett til Jernverket. Tusen takk for alt jeg har fått inn hittil. Jeg er takknemlig for hver eneste kron.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bubbles.
This is Ricky.
This is Julian.
And you're listening to Jernverket.
De har aldri vært på norsk TV. Men Lelle så har tre karer fra Sunnyvale Trailer Park i Nova Scotia, Kanada, klart å fylle opp Oslo Spektrum og samle det største publikummet de har sett i Europa hittil. I går så fikk Jernverket og Radio Rocks som eneste mediekanal i Norge et eksklusivt møte med Ricky, Bubbles og Julian fra Trailer Park Boys. Og i kveld får vi høre siste nytt om Mr. Leahy og Randy, de første ordene til The Motel, og i tillegg så har guttene velget all musikken vi skal høre, og det blir både Rush og Helix, det kan jeg love dere. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv, og we're gonna get even more drunk, high and unemployed tonight.
Liquor and whores, take two.
Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rocks Trailer Park Boys spesial, og da er jeg på sin plass med Liquor and Horse av og med Bubbles selv. Og jeg møtte Trailer Park Boys backstage på Oslo Spektrum i går, og før intervjuet kom i gang så var det litt krise, for Julian kunne ikke finne glasset sitt.
Oh, Danny?
Yes?
Do you have my glass?
No, you have it.
No, I don't. It was in the bus.
Where did you put it last night in the show?
There was two of them on the shelf in the kitchen. One was up in the cupboard, one was right on the cutting board. There's like two of them.
I didn't see either one of them this morning.
Neither did I. That's why I came downstairs.
What?
That's why I came downstairs, because there was none up there. Fuck! Kidding me, man?
Og det var ikke bare mangelen på glass som var et problem. Det var mer som skulle sette en stopper for drikkinga til Trailer Park Boys. Men først skal vi høre Accept of Living for Tonight, et av Julian sine egne ønsker. Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rocks Accept of Living for Tonight, plukket ut av en av kveldens gjester, Julian fra Trailer Park Boys. Og det ikke for ingenting at du legger ut på en turné som heter Even More Drunk, High and Unemployed. Du nødt til å få i deg litt drikke. Men Bubbles og company støtte på et uventet problem.
We've got a problem. There's no fucking ice yet.
Oh.
They're going to get some, but none yet.
I can't drink without ice. It can't be done.
Not even beer?
Well, there's no... Is there beer in there?
I didn't even look.
No, I went to make tequila and there was no fucking ice.
Yeah, buddy? Fuck off.
Jabe, is there beer in there?
Ja, heldigvis dukket opp drikkevarer etter hvert. Vi skal høre mer hvordan det gikk når Jernverket møtte Trailer Park Boys backstage på Oslo Spektrum. Om ett minutt pluss en Helix-låt, Never Gonna Stop the Rock. Det her innleggsbandet til Ricky Trailer Park Boys, Helix, Never Gonna Stop the Rock på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og jeg møtte Trailer Park Boys backstage på Oslo Spektrum I går, rett før de skulle gå på scenen. Og jeg måtte nesten lufte litt stemningen, hvordan formen egentlig etter å ha vært på turné I Europa I, ja, vekkasvis.
Right, welcome guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Very good, thanks. How are you, Bubbles?
I'm operating at and about 90%.
90%?
Yeah.
Are you going to be up to 100 in to the show?
It's hard to get up to 100. Depends. If I get the liquor going, maybe.
What about you guys? Ricky?
I'm about 75%. If I can find something to smoke, I will be at 100.
Julian?
I'm running at about 75, I think, as well. But I plan on, I'm just waiting for some ice to mix up a nice fresh drink. Then I'll be okay.
Then let's talk about music. Since I have this radio show, I'd like you guys to pick out the songs for my show.
Okay.
And I know you, Bubbles, you like Rush very much.
I do, yes.
Which Rush songs would you put on air?
Well, that depends how long your show is. How many songs are you looking for?
It's 1 hour, but I thought the other two guys could get something,
too. We can help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I could easily fill an hour, but I can... I'll be more selective.
All right.
You know? I mean, is it anything? Is it wide open?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter if they're really long. I could always expand the show to 2 hours.
Okay. Well, I would definitely fire Cygnus X1 on there. That would be...
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
That's a good opener.
I like that Limelight song, because it's about limes and light, which is cool.
It's not about limes, Ricky.
Oh.
Limelight's not about limes.
I thought it was like making a pipe out of a lime and then the light shines through it when you're lighting it.
Jesus Murphy.
Rush innleggsbandet til Bubbles I Trailer Park Boys, og vi hørte Limelight med nettopp Rush her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Jeg traff på Trailer Park Boys backstage på Oslo Spektrum I går, rett før showet deres, og den første oppgaven de fikk var å plukke ut musikk til I kveld. Og Julian, han ville høre noe annet enn Rush.
I'm gonna go in the other direction. I'm gonna go Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast.
Ah, so Iron Maiden is your favorite band.
I love Iron Maiden, yeah. I grew up listening to them. Also, like, the Scorpions. Let's go for Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Rick Astley, you like Rick
Astley
like a lot.
I don't like Rick Astley. No, I don't.
This Pet Shop Boys.
Bubs, you're being a dick.
Bronski Beat.
No.
Run Away. You like that song?
I don't like that song. Randy likes that song.
You could play a song for Randy.
No, I'd rather not.
What about some Tragically Hip? That'd be all right.
Yeah, you know those? You know that band?
Tragically Hip?
Tragically Hip?
No.
They're a good Canadian band.
You don't know what you're missing. They're
Throw
a Canadian
on,
band.
Nautical Disaster is a good song. You try that one.
No, yeah. Why not?
I mean, if she's never heard the Tragically Hip, I mean, throw on, you know, Little Bones.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Be a good one. You could go with some Blow It High Dough. New Orleans is Sinking, any of those has a you know, good introduction to the Tragically Hip. That'd be good.
All right.
Musiktipset fra Trailer Park Boys, The Tragically Hip, New Orleans is Sinking, på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Jeg traff på Trailer Park Boys Spektrum I går, og gikk litt inn I musikken de hører på, blant annet smaken til Ricky.
And what about Helix? You like them a lot.
Yeah, yeah. The Give Me an Air song is kind of cool. Just, it's really easy to learn and really easy to sing too.
But it's too easy, Ricky. It's just, you know, give me an R, like...
I know, but then the letters you actually scream out spell the word rock, which is cool.
I understand that.
I think that's really cool, do you, Rick?
When you're really banged up, it's easy, and I like that.
There's also a Bay City Rollers song. They do the same thing that you probably like as well.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night.
Oh, night.
See, what is it?
I know the song. Saturday Night.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night.
See, it's I don't like that song much. We're just trying to tell you that in songs when they spell out words, it's not really that cool.
Well, it helps you spell. That's good.
Well, I'm glad you learned something from a song, Rick.
I don't think that song was written to teach you how to spell.
Du hører på Jernverket og Radio Rock sin Trailer Park Boys spesial. Vi traff dem på Spektrum I går. Og det her var Helix og Rock You, yndlingsbandet til Ricky fra Trailer Park Boys. Vi skal straks høre at guttene uenige om Beatles heavy metal eller ikke. Om et lite øyeblikk og A Quiet Riot låt Slick Black Cadillac allerede straks. Fra 1983 og albumet Metal Health av Quiet Riot, Slick Black Cadillac, en ønskelåt fra Trailer Park Boys, som Jernverket og Radio Rocks traff på I går. Og musikkforslagene, de kom som perla på e-snor her fra Ricky.
A little Quiet Riot, maybe? Some Twisted Sister?
Except, I'm living for tonight. That's a good song.
How about something cool? Like, put some Beatles in there.
Beatles.
Like hard rock.
Yeah, of course. Thing, I mean, yeah. We're thinking hard rock or heavy metal. Bus.
You don't think the Beatles have hard rock songs?
Okay,
you might
yeah,
want to check
do.
Your head.
They do. I was thinking heavy metal.
They started heavy metal. Hate to tell you.
Faith No More.
Okay.
So which Beatles song is the most heavy metal?
Well, I mean, Fire on Helter Skelter sometime and see how heavy that is. Blow your mind. Blow your brain right off your head.
That's Skelter. Jimi Hendrix. It's not the Beatles.
No, it's the Beatles, Ricky.
I don't think so.
I følge Bubbles I Trailer Park Boys så The Beatles absolutt heavy metal. Vi hørte Helter Skelter her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og Trailer Park Boys på Europa-turné med showet Even More Drunk High and Unemployed. Og noe som de selv har show, det noen konserter de selv har skjedd det siste og sett pris på?
We were just at the Crosby, Stills and Nash concert the other night.
Yeah, you met them.
Yeah, we got to play with Crosby, Stills and Nash.
How was
well, Stills and Nash, mainly Crosby wasn't, he was, something was going on with him, he was sick or something. I think he had the shits.
But that would be cool, though, to get the shit from Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Not really.
Then we tried to sneak into U2, but we got caught. That sucked.
Fuck. Sorry.
Trailer Park Boys var nettopp I Amsterdam, og da traff de på Crosby, Stills & Nash, som rett og slett ble med dem opp på scenen. Vi hørte Marrakesh Express her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og før Trailer Park Boys kom til Norge, så gikk det rykta om at de ville prøve ut de norske fengslene, men hvordan skulle de få til det på 24 timer?
Well, we'll see how tonight goes, but yeah, how are the prisons here? I heard they're quite nice.
Yeah, they're just as nice as your car, I think.
Oh, really?
Or maybe as the shed, too.
I've seen pictures of the prisons here. I thought they were quite lovely.
Good, so we could have a really crazy night tonight. Maybe just go to jail for the night and
Ricky,
give us a nice place to
sleep. Ricky, we're not going to jail for one night.
Let's go for a week.
We're not going at all.
Okay, we'll
I didn't mean they're nice like I want to go stay there like it's a hotel.
Oh.
I just meant if you did end up in jail, they're quite lovely looking.
All right.
It's quite easy to end up there. You could just go out the door here and try to sell drugs to a cop or something.
I'd like to buy some drugs. It's hard to sell them when you don't have any, but we'll see how tonight goes,
You're
I guess.
You're not buying drugs.
I hope that somebody will give me some, and then it's not illegal.
Det stemmer litt helt det Ricky Trailer Park Boys sier der, men straffen for å bære noe ikke nødvendigvis så stor her til lands.
Oh, no?
No.
Wow.
I don't think so.
I love this place even
don't
more
tell
now.
Him that. Now he'll have his pockets full of drugs later.
So it's legal to buy it, but not illegal to carry it. That's a weird one.
No, you can't buy it here.
Wow. Okay.
So if someone gives it to you, I guess you're free.
Awesome.
Twisted Sister og Like a Knife in the Back ble plukket ut av Ricky fra Trailer Park Boys. Du hører et intervju med dem her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks, eksklusivt for Norge. Og festen, den begynte backstage på Oslo Spektrum I går.
Ah, there's Julian with the chips and the classic...
Yeah, he just left.
Is it rum or whiskey now, Julian?
It's rum. I do like whiskey every now and then. If you give me free whiskey, I'll drink it, but this is rum. And potato chips. Two drinks and potato chips, and I'm 100%. Just like that.
But by the way, when we were on this tour stuff, which country had the best parties so far in Europe?
Amsterdam was pretty good.
Yeah, Berlin was nice.
Yeah, London was pretty good. They've all been pretty good, actually.
All of them.
We haven't had a chance to do too much partying because we've been driving a lot on the bus after the shows. But maybe tonight we'll light her up in Norway. Maybe.
Oh, I'm definitely hitting the bars here in Norway.
You're staying here for long?
Just tomorrow. We leave tomorrow, but I'm going to get drinking tonight. Go out and meet some ladies.
Yeah.
I could bring you to a hard rock club.
Oh, yeah? There's hard rock clubs here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to a Norwegian death metal club or anything.
No. They play Rush.
Oh, I'd love
perfect.
To go there.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
Is there ladies there?
Yeah. I'll be there.
There you go.
There you go.
Ladies.
She'll be there. I think she's hitting on you, Bubs.
Ja, det stemmer det. Trailer Park Boys tok seg en tur ut på byen I Oslo I går. Vi skal få høre hvem de hadde planer om å møte etter det her og Iron Maiden med The Number of the Beast.
Da han hørte hvilke ord som kom ut av munnen hennes, hoppet hjertet hans over et slag, og et sug I magen fikk han til å legge ned McFrysen han var på vei til å spise. For han så på henne at hun mente det hun sa. Men han spurte likevel om hun var sikker, og hun nikket unnskyldende. Men egentlig så hun ikke trist ut I det hele tatt, men letta. Og da hun gikk ut av restauranten, tenkte han på hva han skulle ønske han hadde sagt. Og det sånne ting som gjør at folk sitter her og gråter noen ganger. Men sånn livet. Og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Kiwi-kunder kan spare tusenvis med Kiwi Plus. Du får 15% tromfbonus på all fersk frukt og grønt, 50% bonus på alle bleier, bind og tamponger, og 1% bonus på alt det andre. Det blir det fort penger av. Last ned appen vår og bruk bonusen I butikk. Eller overført til bankkonto. Og bruk på hva du vil. Vær smart du også, og gjør som over 2,2 millioner andre. Bli Kiwi Plus-kunde du også.
Julian fra Trailer Park Boys synes Iron Maiden noe av det beste som finnes. The Number of the Beast, dørten på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Og selv om ikke Trailer Park Boys har vært I Norge før, så betyr det at de ikke har kontakter I byen.
We might have a couple of guys from Lilyhammer coming too. We're hanging out with them today. That was awesome.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Fridge Top. And who was the other guy?
His name's not Fridge Top, Ricky. I don't know how to say it, but it's not Fridge Top.
Oh. And,
you know that show Lilyhammer that was on Netflix?
It's a really good show.
Two guys off of that.
Robert
and Fridtjof.
Oh, Fridtjof.
Fridtjof. That's it right there.
Oh, nice.
Fridtjof.
Yeah, they were really cool guys.
Ricky thought his name was Fridge Top. I think he offended him.
Well, it sounds sort of like that.
Kind of cool name, though.
Say it again. How do you say it?
Fridtjof.
Fridtjof. Fridtjof.
Fridtjof.
Hello, Fridtjof.
I like it.
Yeah, we were totally saying it wrong today.
Yeah.
Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane, dørtene på Jernverket og Radio Rocks, Trailer Park Boys spesial. Jeg traff på dem før showet på Oslo Spektrum I går, og det mange som har lurt på om Mr. Leahy og Randy skulle være med på turnéen, og vi måtte nesten feske litt der.
What is, does Leahy know you're here? Is he following you this time?
He better not be. Yeah. I'll kill him. Yeah, I can't deal with Leahy or Randy this
no,
time.
No, they're not following us this time, thanks.
There's no way they can make it this far without getting lost or in jail or something. He's on the booze pretty hard right now.
But he's still in charge of the park?
Yeah, you can say that. He's never really in charge of the park. We kind of run the park, but, you know, he likes to think so.
He's not even in the park right now.
No, he's not.
He's got his own little... It looks like a little campground.
A little campground.
He's been living in a campground.
Oh.
It's weird. Yeah, he tried to throw me out. Now he's out. I love it.
Yeah, that's the last thing I saw happen. But where were Ray? Is he coming back? Is he still in the sunny place?
I get letters from him once in a while, but He seems pretty happy down in wherever the hell he is, Florida or Texas. Or...
He's living in a dump down in Florida.
Yeah, but he said it's really warm and people throw away a lot of good stuff down there. He's pretty happy. Told me to come down, but I'm not ready for that yet.
You can't afford to go down there anyway.
I could if I wanted to. I got lots of money.
You can't. You don't have any money.
I have more money than you.
Like hell.
Ja, og apropos peng, Julian selgte blant annet cheeseburgerer fra scenen til publikum. Og hva skal guttene gjøre med alle pengene etter at de ferdige med Europaturnéen?
I'm going to try to get Lucy back because she's been with somebody else for a little bit. And maybe get a new car. And maybe buy a brand new trailer.
You got something for the motel from Europe? How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's starting to get learned. He's almost speaking now. He's saying sort of a word here and there.
Tell her what his first word was, Ricky.
Nuts.
Nuts?
Yeah. I was picking him up and he said, nuts. Because he hit his nuts on a chair. So I don't know where he heard that. But...
You definitely heard from you.
His first word was nuts. Second word was weed.
Well, there's nothing wrong with weed. Weed is a word.
He must have been proud.
And then he learned the F word pretty quick, but that was Lucy's fault. She's always saying that around the trailer. She doesn't think. She can't control it. I don't swear at all. But she does quite a bit.
Everyone knows you're lying, Ricky. You swear a lot.
Not at home. That I remember.
Lies.
Okay, you ready? Where's your little recording thing?
Oh, it's here.
There.
You guys should turn the volume a bit down, the record lever.
Oh, you got a crank, do you?
Yeah.
There's an auto limiter on this thing. I've got one of these.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, it's a keyhole. Okay.
Okay, you want to hold it?
Yeah, I can do that.
Jernverk, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ja, det det verste jernverket uttalen jeg har hørt dere der. Dere har nettopp fått et eksklusivt Trailer Park Boys-intervju her på Jernverket og Radio Rocks. Vi var de eneste som fikk møte dem før showet I Oslo Spektrum I går. Og dere interessert I å se hvordan spilleliste guttene satt sammen, så det bare å gå inn på Facebook-siden vår. Facebook.com/jernverket, så legger vi ut lista etter programmet ferdig I dag. Det kommer podcast også, men aller først blir det reprise på søndagen klokka 9 for dem som ikke fikk med seg alt I dag. Jeg håper dere har kosaker med Ricky, Bubbles og Julian I kveld. Mitt navn Helle Stenkløv, og vi høres igjen neste onsdag. Forhåpentligvis blir det Ascension-intervju. Jeg har ikke bestemt meg helt enda. I mellomtida, bam! Du har hørt et intervju med Trailer Park Boys innspilt I september 2015. Likte du det, så det plenty episoder I arkivet. Og siden jeg Lell nevnte på slutten av Radio Rock-sendingen der, så nok et intervju blitt avlyst på grunn av et smittebefengt Oslo, så da treffer vi Ascension neste vekka.
The main point why it actually became so repulsive and so hostile is it's a record that actually transmits a message to the outer world.
Da det bare å abonnere på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com hvis ikke du allerede gjør det. Fortell alle du kjenner om podden og legg gjerne igjen en god anmeldelse der du hører. Og vil du bidra med noe peng for at jeg skal kunne fortsette, så kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Info I episodebeskrivelsen. Og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook, der det konkurranser, diskusjoner og musikktips. Og akkurat nå kan du vinne jakkemerker fra Katakomben. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Høres!
Kun det beste for den beste, sa han, og hun kjente at det kriplet langt inn I ryggmargen. Selv om hun kanskje egentlig syntes sjokolademilksjekk var bedre enn vanilje. Men det viktigste var at han syntes vanilje var best og at hun var like bra. Så hun kastet seg over ham og kysset ham lenge, 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 helt til de hørte at det tutet fra bilene bak. Og de kjørte videre og hentet burgerne og milkshakene sine. Ja, det sånne ting som skjer I drive-thru noen ganger. For sånn livet, og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.